Welcome to the Pint Glass Football Podcast.
Pint Glass Football, NFL and college football. I'm your host, Brad Fowler. What's up, PGF Nation? NFL draft season is here, and today we're going to be talking NFL draft sleepers. Alex and I will each tell you our three favorite sleepers in this draft. And joining me, like always, my co-host, Alex Higdon. Alex, what is going on?
Sleepy time of the year, so I guess it's time to talk about some sleepers.
Oh, man. I love talking sleepers, man. I do. We've had some great guests on some recent episodes. Guys, go back and listen if you haven't. I've been asking a lot of these guys, who are some of their sleepers? Who are some of the guys that they like in this draft that maybe some other analysts aren't talking about enough? Everybody knows the first round. And those guys, we're going to talk about them some more as well at some point. But today, I wanted to highlight some of these guys that aren't getting enough attention, some under-the-radar guys, Alex. We've each got our three favorite. I've put out some articles recently. If you guys haven't checked them out, I've put out some of my sleepers, but I went through and picked out my three favorite sleepers in this class. Alex, you've done the same. So why don't you kick it off here and tell us, who's your first favorite sleeper in this class?
Well, I like to say this is a high-end sleeper. It's a player that's not getting talked about because his counterpart on the same line that plays right next to him is getting all of the first-round love in Byron Murphy the second. But I'm talking about T'Vondre Sweat. And well, let me be very specific. Big T'Vondre Sweat, 6'4 and a half, 366 pounds of a man in the middle of that line, defensive tackle. You need a run stuffer. You need someone to stuff the run, someone that's going to eat up blocks. This is your guy. I think you can put him in the 3-4 or the 4-3, but I really earmarked him and I looked at him and specifically put the name of the Dallas Cowboys directly next to him. At the back end of the second round, we figure they're going to go, and I think we align in the mock draft that they're going to be looking at Jackson Powers as that center pickup for their offensive line. Come back. The number one thing they've been missing with this Dallas Cowboys team is a guy like T'Vondre Sweat, and this is a guy that simply eats up blocks, stands strong at the point of attack, and when you go back to some of the tape, and you want to talk about why Byron Murphy is looked at as a first-round pick, it's because a lot of the times, T'Vondre Sweat is demand. Well, at that size, you're demanding two people regardless and allowing Byron Murphy to get a lot of single coverage and be able to win his one-on-one battles. So you take a guy like this, and I just earmarked him next to Dallas Cowboys, but if you take him and put him in any one of these style defenses, I believe he is going to work. That's why I call him a high-end sleeper, because he's simply not being talked about, and his impact on that Texas team that helped catapult them to where they were in the playoffs, but specifically how he allowed his counterpart in Byron Murphy to get off the block and do a lot of things. So if you're a team that's looking for that interior lineman that no one is talking about, that run stuffer, the guy that's going to demand two blocks up front at every time, as long as he's motivated, this is your guy.
Yeah, I like it, Alex, because not a deep sleeper, but a guy that I think is going to be there maybe second, third round and have a lot of value. You hit on it. Just such a big physical presence up front and a guy that probably doesn't get enough credit for what he can do as a pass rusher as well. He can push the pocket. He can create problems for quarterbacks with his size, agility, and speed for his size. We saw what he did at the combine. He is a really high-level athlete. For a guy that big, he can really move. He's got quick feet. He's explosive, and he's a dominant run defender. I think back in the day, if this was 1995, heck, 2005, this guy's a top 10 pick all day, every day. But in the modern era, I think a lot of teams are feeling like he's probably not a three-down player, and so he doesn't have as much value. But I think it's going to be a guy who's going to have a ton of value later on in this draft, because once they get him on their roster, whoever that team is, they're going to realize, wait a second, this guy is a disruptor. I love that pick, Alex. I'm going to stick with the defensive theme here, and I'm going to stick with the defensive line. One of my absolute favorite sleepers in this draft, Muhammad Kamara, edge rusher from Colorado State. This is a guy with an NFL-ready frame, lightning quick first step. I mean, this guy has all the physical tools, checks all those boxes that you're looking for as far as an NFL edge defender and an athlete. He can win in the trenches. He is relentless. And this is something I really like about him because for pass rushers especially, I want high motor guys. I want energy guys. This guy brings it on every single down. Now, he played at the Group of Five level, of course, at Colorado State, but he was dominant at that level. 32 sacks over five seasons, 14 sacks last season, 45 and a half tackles for a loss. You want to talk about a guy that gets in the backfield and can disrupt an offense? This is him. He played against two Pac-12 teams last year. I mentioned how he played at the lower level, but when he played some of the bigger schools, Washington State and Colorado, this guy held his own in those games. He has a really nice mix of different pass rush moves, double hand moves, a swipe, a dip, and a rip move, club, a swim move. He can bull rush. I mean, this is a guy that really is a polished prospect coming into the NFL, and he wins with power. He wins with leverage because he's not the tallest guy, but it actually works in his favor because bigger, taller offensive linemen have a hard time blocking him with the leverage he creates at that size. Big time athlete, Alex. This guy had 90 plus percentiles at the combine in the 40, the 10 yard split, and the broad jump. I can't wait to see what he does in the NFL.
You know, Brad, as you were talking, the person that immediately came to mind for me in terms of a comparison was Malcolm Kuntz, a guy at a small school that had a relentless motor, but a pure, unadulterated pass rusher. And you spoke about Muhammad Kamara this season. I think his coming out party was obviously the Colorado game. This was early on this season. Colorado had just upset TCU. They were expected to roll Colorado State. And that was probably one of the more early on exciting games that everybody was watching, especially on the East Coast as it was a late game. But he showed up and showed up, as did a few other people that I think got on the radar from that game. But five tackles, two of them for loss, and two sacks. He applied everything that you talked about is what we saw. If anybody saw that Colorado game, especially early on when we were all kind of paying attention to see what the quote-unquote Deion team was going to do. But that guy on that day showed up and he flashed over and over and over again. And for some of the things that did not show up in the stat sheet, that he was consistently applying pressure across the board. As you were talking, I immediately saw Malcolm Kuntz, who was an outside linebacker, edge rusher, coming into last year's draft, but from a small school. I see the same thing here. Similar size, Malcolm Kuntz, 6'2", 249. Kamara here, 6'1", 250. Similar to some of the things that we saw with Hassan Reddick, where he was an outside linebacker, however, but they put him on the line at times as a fifth down lineman. He looks like he could perhaps be used in a multiple set like that, but purely looks like a 3-4 where he could be used best as a 3-4 edge rusher until he gets strong at the point of attack. So love the pick. Great late pickup for somebody that's looking for an edge rusher that can pop at any point in time. I have another guy. Everybody has heard the name. However, we're all talking about the top guys in the quarterback room, and no one is talking about Spencer Rattler. Number one quarterback when he was coming out of high school, got to Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley. Obviously, we know the story. Lost his job to this year's eventual number one pick in Caleb Williams. And now he's sitting there because he didn't have the career that was thought to be had as he came out of high school. He ended up at South Carolina after transferring from Oklahoma. South Carolina did not have the best offensive line. So there was a lot of what you had to look at in terms of what he was doing and orchestrating wins and playing the best ball that he could play, given the type of offensive line that he was working with. But if you take a look at what he did against some of the teams, I mean, even if you want to talk about that North Carolina game, he was running for his life. However, he kept his eyes downfield. The mechanics look great. There are some things as you're dealing with any type of late round quarterback that you're definitely going to have to clean up. Obviously, staring down your receiver is one of the biggest things that a lot of quarterbacks have to clean up. That's a big no-no in this league. But I think if you can get Spencer Rattler to a team that has an offensive mind that can develop him. This is not a day one starter, I will repeat. This is not a day one starter. This is somebody that you're going to have to cultivate. And perhaps, you know, if you can bring him along faster, then maybe he could come in depending on where your team is at. But I'm always going to attach one of these guys to another team. And I'm going to say, I was just looking at the Rams. The Rams, obviously, where they are with Matthew Stafford in his career, Sean McVay being the offensive mind that he is. They tried a few things. They brought back. They have Jimmy G over there now. So obviously that's another veteran. So now this guy, well, you bring a guy like this in, you have two veterans in front of him. He gets to sit for a year and learn under the tutelage of those two guys. I think Spencer Rattler has been consistently overlooked. And looking at his 2 years in South Carolina, he simply put his head down and worked. Now, the numbers will not show in terms of looking at him as a sleeper and why I'm on him so high. But if you watch the games, you watch what he took to the games, you watch his leadership during those games, and you watch when there was chaos breaking down, he didn't break down. And I think that is a very key factor when you have a guy that's running your organization or running your company, and in this case, running your team on the field. So I look at Spencer Rattler as a guy that you can get in the later rounds that you can get high return on in 1 to 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. A guy that's not getting talked about at all. And like you said, he was a big time recruit coming out of college. Go to a different program to get a chance to play. He did that at South Carolina. I like the improvement that I saw from him at South Carolina. I think he has nice pocket awareness. I think he's got nice touch and accuracy. None of these qualities are elite, but I think they're all good. And I like that he has a lot of starting experience. I think he's a guy, a developmental guy with some upside. And those are the kind of guys you look for in the middle of the draft that at the very least could turn into a quality backup, but has starting potential. And so why not take a flyer on a guy like this? I like that pick a lot, Alex. My next favorite sleeper here, Alex, is going to be Max Melton, the cornerback out of Rutgers. This is a guy who showed a lot of versatility at the cornerback spot at Rutgers. He can play inside. He can play outside. He covered quick wide receivers. He was able to cover bigger wide receivers. He's been starting since his true freshman season at Rutgers. Big time NFL ready speed and athletic ability. Checks those boxes. Ran a 4.39 40 yard dash, put up a 99 percentile broad jump, 94 percentile vertical. He had a really nice showing at the Senior Bowl as well. So you want to talk about a guy who checked a lot of boxes at the pre-draft process? This guy has been doing it. And I love the tape. Coaches have been saying he's one of the hardest workers on his team, has a relentless motor, fluid hips, good agility, quick change of direction ability, which I think is crucial to play cornerback at the next level, has really great closing speed and just overall awareness. I like this kid a lot, Alex, and I don't think nearly enough people are talking about him. He's a willing defender in the run game as far as coming up and making tackles. Does need to improve his tackling technique a little bit, but a guy who's willing, and I like that. And he showed that he was capable of slowing down some of the best Big Ten receivers, including Marvin Harrison Jr., who we know is going to be a top five pick in this draft, and Roman Wilson, another guy who's going to get drafted from Michigan. These are guys that when you watch the tape, he really held his own against some of these top-end players, and that tells me that this guy has what it takes to play at the next level.
You know, Brad, you know the number one thing I think about when I watch Max Melton? Heart. And I think that counts for something here. We're talking about a guy that's probably going to go in perhaps maybe the back end of the third, maybe fourth round, depending on how the final grades come out for most of these scouts. But you're talking about a guy that's not scared to go up against anybody. We talked about his size. He has all that. But a lot of what I'm seeing from him and that I saw from him is a lot of heart. He's not scared. He's at Rutgers, which is not the football powerhouse that an Ohio State is or a Michigan is, but he wasn't scared to go up against Roman Wilson and he wasn't scared to go up against Marvin Harrison Jr. He stands up, he stands tall no matter what. And I think there's a little bit of that moxie that you want from a cornerback that's not scared but has great technique and trusts what his skill set is and plays with a lot of heart, that he's not going to fold when the ball's coming his way. And that's what I hear and see when I think about Max Melton. Okay, Brad, for my last one, I dug deep. I went real deep. South Dakota State, Isaiah Davis. No, a lot of you have not seen him, probably unless you watched the combine all the way through. You didn't even know what he was. And even if you did, you might have missed him because he ran a 4.57 40. But Isaiah Davis at 6 feet, 218 pounds, is a wrecking ball. Downhill runner, is not afraid of contact, does not fumble, and simply runs through tackles. And in this day and age that we have of this new NFL running back, you need two. Why not get a guy? A lot of these teams have a lot of speed backs, a lot of scat backs that can do a lot of different things. But when you get into a four-minute offense, when you get into a two-minute offense and you're ahead and you just simply want to run the ball down someone's throat, this is a guy that is a hammer, is decisive when he runs through the hole, and given his size, once he decides to make a cut and turn north and south, you don't want to be in the way. You don't want to be the linebacker in the way. As we know, they're getting smaller. You definitely don't want to let him get to that second line of defense because you will not be able to tackle him. He will consistently run through tackles. He will consistently fall forward, which is always key in critical short yardage situations, and he does not fumble the ball, which is a huge issue when you have a lot of young quarterbacks coming in. There is a little bit that you may want to, that he has to work on with pass blocking. Those are things that you will be able to work on, as he will not be your day one starter. He's somebody that you're going to bring in specifically in certain situations. You'll be able to bring him up to speed because he loves football and he's teachable. And these are the guys that you get in the late rounds that GMs love to hang their hat on, is to be able to say, I found that gem, especially a running back that are now going later and later in the draft. Finding guys like this are the things that get GMs other contracts and helps your salary cap at the same time as well, where you'll be able to find these guys diamonds in the rough.
Did you know that Pint Glass Football is more than just this podcast? We have an exclusive newsletter. Sign up for free at pintglassfootball.com to receive articles and insights delivered straight to your inbox. But wait, there's more. We're excited to announce our brand new YouTube channel. Not only can you listen to our podcast on YouTube, but you'll also find exclusive video content waiting for you. So hit the pause button right now and go subscribe to our newsletter and hit that subscribe button on YouTube to stay connected with the latest football news and our exclusive content. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. I personally love the Pick'em game. Just pick between 2 and 5 players to build a Pick'em entry. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. You can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Download the Underdog Fantasy app and sign up today with promo code PGF. That's promo code PGF to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. The official ticketing app of Pint Glass Football is now SeatGeek. I can't recommend them enough, guys. I've been using SeatGeek for years. You want to go to a game this season? SeatGeek is here to take the confusion out of buying tickets, making sure you get the best seats at the best prices. With SeatGeek, you'll never have to worry about overpaying for tickets again. How? They put a 0 to 10 score on each ticket, so you know you're getting a good deal. But here's the real game changer. You can get $20 off your first ticket purchase with the code PGFPOD. That's right, $20 off with code PGFPOD. This season, make every game day epic with SeatGeek. Download the SeatGeek app and remember to enter the code PGFPOD to grab your $20 discount. Yeah, Alex, he absolutely could be, and he has that size that you're looking for when you're looking at a power back. 6'1", 220, runs behind his pads. I love that. A downhill runner, a guy that isn't afraid to take on hits and get those extra yards. Tough kid. I think you're right. He could add a lot of value to somebody's running back room, and you hit it perfectly with so many running backs falling in these drafts. Someone's going to find a lot of value with him later in this draft and have a guy that can be an impact player right away. Like you said, maybe not a starter, but a guy who can be an impact ball carrier when he gets his opportunities. My last sleeper favorite, Alex, I'm going the same route here. I'm going with running backs. I had two defenders on my list. I had to end it with an offensive player, and I found a running back that I really like in this class too, Alex. Blake Watson, running back out of Memphis. Watson is a guy who's just an electric playmaker. I mean, he has a sudden burst, sharp lateral quickness. This is a guy who transitioned from wide receiver to running back, and his ability to run routes, catch the ball in space, I just think it makes him a very versatile running back. He can run inside, he can run outside, between the tackles. He's an explosive and shifty running back. He has really great field vision. He's always finding those open running lanes. Even when it doesn't look like there's a hole, he finds it. A really dynamic player with run after catch ability. I mean, I just keep using the word playmaker because I think he's a guy that just get the ball in his hands, whether it's on swing passes, wheel routes, or just flat out line him up in the slot, he's going to be able to make plays. He's a tough runner and gets a lot of yards after contact. Big time athlete, once again, with the 4.3 40-yard dash. And another guy that tested really well at the combine, 41.5-inch vertical, which was the best at his position. And he had the best broad jump of any player at his position at the combine as well. So you want to talk about an explosive kid, an athletic kid. I really like Blake Watson out of Memphis and a guy that, once again, is not getting talked about a whole lot, Alex.
Yeah, Brad. Blake Watson. The funny thing is, we always talk about it, Brad, that like, you know, great minds think alike. I randomly, like, what, 2 days ago, I think, sent you a video on him that I was scrolling through Twitter and somebody had some video up of this kid. And I said, who is that? Because he flashed and I started going down the wormhole and I sent you the video. And you said, and you texted back, you said, hey, that's one of my sleepers. So as usual, we're always on the same wavelength. But yeah, I like this kid. There's a little bit of Austin Eckler-ish, a little bit in him that I see. Catch out the backfield. Can, you know, is a three down back and develop into a three down back. As we know, Austin Eckler was an undrafted free agent. This is a kid that probably goes, you know, probably day three in terms of the back end of the draft, and possibly, hopefully not an undrafted free agent, but I think he's shown enough and he's put enough on tape that this is a kid that should be drafted, given this, again, multiple offense that we want to look at, where you can get a guy that can also run and catch the ball out the backfield, and then at some point in time be a punt or kick returner as well, as he does have a little bit of that, but not a lot. But if you do need him, any way you can fit on a team, especially with these new kickoff rules that are coming out, as you want to be able to avail yourself to all positions so that you can make a team. But love the pick, love the guy. And recently found out he is from Queens, New York, my hometown. We don't produce a lot of football players, as you can imagine. But he did go to high school in North Carolina, but he was kind of born and raised a little bit in Queens. So I do want to give a shout out to my hometown.
Guys, if you enjoy the podcast, do us a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We have another episode coming out later this week. We're going to have a special guest joining us for that one. But once again, I'm Brad Fowler. He's Alex Higdon. This is Pint Glass Football, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Pint Glass Football Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on Twitter at PGF Podcast. We'll be right back.
You know what's important when you're having a good time? Staying hydrated. And that's where Liquid IV comes in, the category-winning hydration brand that's fueling your well-being. With just one stick of Liquid IV, you get 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Plus, 5 essential vitamins to keep you feeling your best. And let's not forget about the convenience factor. The packaging is perfect for on the go, whether you're tailgating or just hanging out on the couch. But what really sets Liquid IV apart is the amazing flavors. Personally, I'm all about the Concord Grape and Lemon Lime. And with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, Liquid IV is made with premium ingredients to give you the hydration and nourishment you need. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code PGFP at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code PGFP at liquidiv.com. Zencastr is the ultimate web-based podcasting solution. It provides high-quality audio and video podcast production and hosting. With a full suite of professional tools, podcasters can seamlessly record, produce, and publish studio-quality content all from one dashboard. Zencastr's post-production process takes the headache out of audio production. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with a click of a button. Coordinating all your guests to record in person is painful and tedious. Easily invite up to 11 participants per recording with one click. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code PGFP and you'll get 30% off your first 3 months of Zencastr Professional. I want you to have the same easy experiences I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.